Good morning. It is 9:01 a.m. We are here today, August 14, 2023, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 23-002, John Dell International Inc., DBA, JMI Edison versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Joshua Walsh here for the appellant JMI Edison.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. William Brennan from the Areola Law Firm for the Guam International Airport Authority. We won't have a management representative present for the status hearing.
Thank you. Will interested party Aircraft Services International Inc., DBA Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, everyone. Issa Baza from Blair Sterling Johnson & Martinez, representing Menzies Aviation.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for appearing here at 9 a.m. I know, Ms. Baza, you weren't here at the last hearing, but I'm sure you spoke to Mr. Johnson. I asked that the parties confer with any witnesses that they intend on calling to determine whether or not we can have the hearing on the merits on the 14th and 15th of September and the 18th on the 19th of September, alternatively, and to make sure that those dates are free and clear for their witnesses, because there were some current concerns about whether the witnesses might be available. So I'll turn to Mr. Walsh first. Mr. Walsh, your case, were your witnesses clear?
Yeah, so the witnesses we control at JMI Edison, 15th and 15th for that trial date. I'll just also note that I sent a message to Mr. Botha at the Attorney General's office. I didn't get a call back. I was trying to sort of send a flyer up about, you know, whether I could reach out directly to his witnesses from the Civil Service Commission to find out their availability. But since they represented, I did not do that. But I haven't.
Civil Service Commission, I think you might be confusing this with an appeal that we have on
I'm Wednesday. Sorry, the Contractors Licensing Board, CLB. See something. Sorry. My fault.
Okay, so the CLB, you're not sure, but the 9, 14, and 15 looks good.
Yeah, for JMI Edison's witnesses.
Okay. Mr. Brennan?
Good morning. Same for the airport. I've confirmed all four witnesses as of last week, Friday, are available on the 14th and 15th. I do not intend to call all four. I purposely cast a wide net in case anything came up, but I will give Mr. Walsh and Ms. Baza or Mr. Johnson notice in advance of any changes to availability, just in case there's some specific need for a specific individual. As to the CLB witnesses, I was just going to ask if the OPA could issue subpoenas and keep it open for a Zoom participation, if you're going to allow that, Mr. Hearing Officer, because I think that would be the most convenient. Similarly, I'm not sure I'll call all three. We were just casting a wide net depending on if they had any availability issues as well.
Yes, we can issue the subpoenas. Why don't you put together something on letterhead for my signature? Okay, whoever, I guess Mr. Walsh, you can do that since you're going to call them first.
That's right. I'll talk to Mr. Brennan about the procedure, but yeah, well, I'll get something in writing to help the CSC issue subpoenas for our use at the trial.
CLB.
OPA, I'm sorry. It's a long weekend. I needed to listen to more of my Taylor Swift.
Oh man, you missed a great concert.
I'll ask at the end how that went. But anyways.
Sorry, Ms. Baza.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Brennan, I cut you off.
Well, just unrelated to witnesses, so I'll defer to Ms. Baza first.
Okay. Ms. Baza?
In terms of the Menzies witnesses, they're all available on the 14th and 15th or 18th and 19th. And those are the three Menzies witnesses listed on our witness list.
Excellent. Okay, Mr. Brennan.
Yes, so I just wanted to make sure, as the agency, would you like us to print out the actual procurement record for each of the parties, or are we fine working off an electronic record?
Eric, how do we handle those?
So for the you're talking about the exhibits, correct? For the trial.
The
Well,
entire record.
normally, yeah, normally I don't label the record itself as an exhibit, but we would normally reference it. And I know Mr. Walsh did label it as an exhibit, so I'm wondering if he should print the 7 copies. But if, as the agency, you'd like us to handle it, I just want to make sure, and we
We
can
just
get that
asked that
prepared.
at least something, especially for the in-person witnesses, that there is a hard copy for them so that they can view it while they're testifying.
Okay, so I can do one for the hearing officer, one for the witness stand. I normally use an electronic, kind of record in front of me, but if any of the parties wants to send me a request, I'll just bill them. Is beyond that.
If I could just, I think just practically, and I think Mr. Brennan's seen me and Mars has seen this before. I kind of like making sure that a witness has a binder that matches whatever the judge has, that matches what I'm working with. And I think Mr. Brennan is fine to use his Kindle Scribe or whatever cool fancy technology he will be using to review the docs. But I think flipping pages. So I will contact the Areola firm to make sure that through whatever cost sharing issues need to be done, we have enough copies for everybody who needs them, and not any more that we waste paper. I don't think that'll be a problem. And I do anticipate, at least for GMI, the only thing we'll really be using will be the procurement record. And since it's been bait stamped, I think keeping track of the record will be pretty good. And then if I may,
Okay.
just one other question is, while I'm preparing subpoenas or c conferring with the other parties about getting subpoenas issued from the OPA for the CLB, I was wondering if Miss either other counsel thinks they need subpoenas for their witnesses. I mean, does the airport personnel need a subpoena issued? Don't want to issue one if Mr. Brennan says they're coming. So.
Yeah, so you listed the same four that I listed. If I just asked if there's a specific need for anybody, any of those four, let me know, because I can use them pretty interchangeably for operations and procurement. So if you need somebody specific, please just give me like a week's notice before the 14th.
Okay.
Okay, I wanted to touch on something that you had mentioned earlier, Mr. Walsh, appearance by Zoom. My understanding is that the OPA prefers that the hearing take place in person. So on the subpoena, I think, and I'd like to judge the veracity up front physically as well instead of virtually. So if we can, on those subpoenas, it's going to be an in-person presentation. Okay.
Thank
I think
you.
the sorry, the only exception would be like for off-island witnesses.
Yeah.
Right.
I would just add that I don't think a subpoena is necessary for the Menzies witnesses.
Okay. So then, if no subpoenas are, let's make sure we don't have any surprises. Okay, guys. All right. Great. Nice short hearing. Jarek, please cut the orders. And I'm looking forward to the subpoenas from the parties. Okay. If there's
Thank you.
anything
I
else,
got him in, sir. Thank you.
Not for the airport.
nope.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Baza?
No, thank you.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap this up.
We're off the record at 9:09 a.m.
So was that concert fun?